Brothers and sisters, please turn with us to Genesis 2. Chapter 2, verse 9 of Genesis.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树。
And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the eye, to the sight, and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil.
16节17节。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
你再翻到耶利米书15章。
Jeremiah 15.
耶利米书15章16节。
Verse 16.
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。Your
words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts.
你再翻到前面以赛亚书33。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章二十节，三十章。Chapter 30, verse 20.
前半句。We'll just read the first half of the passage.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
Though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
好，我们再翻到约翰福音第四章。
Book of John, chapter 4.
我说，好，先读第六章。
Instead, we'll read chapter 6 first.
27节。
Verses 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。Do
not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
34节。
Verse 34.
他们说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”耶稣说。 我就是生命的粮，到这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
再读47节。
47, verse 47. 到51节。 To 51.
我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拉，还是死了。这就是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃的就不死。我是从天上降下来，生命的粮。人若吃这粮，就是我的肉，我的因为世人之生命所赐的。
Verse 47. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
在前面第四章32节。
Chapter 4, verse 32.
到34节。
To 34.
耶稣说我有食物吃是你们不知道的，门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Chapter 4 verse 32, But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, Has any bought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
我们最后再看马太福音第四章第四节。
Lastly, Matthew 4:4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们读经就停到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Let's bow our head. We'll have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，要再聚集你的儿女。
Lord, we thank you that this afternoon you gather your children again.
我们这些人真是称为你名下的人。
We are called by your name.
我们感谢你常常借着聚集再次把我们提到你的深处。
We thank you that through gatherings like this, you often lift up into your very depth.
把更多带到你的面前来认识你，来更多来明白你的话。
Gather us in your presence to know you more, to understand your word.
我们求你真是每一次的聚集都没有突然。
We pray that every meeting like this will never be vain.
借着无所不在的圣灵再次开我们里面的眼睛。
Through the Holy Spirit that's everywhere, open our eyes again.
让每一次真是在你的会中承受你的恩典。
So that every time in your meeting we will receive your grace.
真是让我们看见我们实在是一般蒙恩的儿女。
So that we will truly know that we are people who have found your grace.
我们在地上所有年日都在你的眷顾底下。
And all the years of our life are favored by you.
你顾念我们不过是出于尘土的人，有一天还要归尘土。
Remember that we are of the dust and to dust one day shall we return.
因此求你常常用你恩典的话语来激励我们。
Oh Lord,stir us up with your gracious word.
那我们常常因着得着你话里面就得到力量。
So that once we receive your word, then we are strengthened.
我们就能够继续走前面的道路。
And we can continue the way before us.
你恩待下午这点时间。
Oh, be gracious to us, watch over this period of time.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
我想刚刚和弟兄姊妹读了几处圣经呢，都提到一件事情，就是关于吃或是关于食物的问题。
In the passages we just read, they all mention one thing. It's about the food that we eat.
我们知道食物呢是要为了维持我们这个生命能够继续存活。
Now food is to sustain our life so we can live.
不仅叫我们生命能够继续延续下去，这个食物也是叫我们身体能够健康。
It not only sustains our life but also gives us a healthy body.
我想食物也是叫我们里面有满足也有享受。
Food also is for enjoyment, is to give us the satisfaction.
而叫我们在地上过一个更好的一种生活。
So we could live a better life in this world.
所以我们看见食物对我们来说是非常重要的。
So we know that food is very crucial.
所以我们看见今天人非常注重吃东西的问题。
And also today's man emphasize a lot on what to eat.
许多营养食品
About, they emphasize on all these nutritious foods.
许多那些对我们身体有益处的食物我们就要多吃。
So we should eat all those food with much nutrient.
那些对我们身体没有益处的我们就少吃或者不吃。
And the food detrimental to our health, we shall not eat.
因为我们知道这些食物会影响到我们这个人的生长的情形。
We know food directly impacts how we grow.
也可以说食物会影响到我们整个生活的情形。
It affects how we live.
影响到我们整个生活内容的品质。
It affects the contents and the quality of our life.
所以食物对我们来说是一个非常重要的事情。
So food is an extremely important matter to us.
所以当我们读创世纪开头的时候，我们看见神在那里也把他所造一切的东西赐给人当作食物。
And in Genesis, we read that God has given man all the things that he created for food.
神说那树上一切树上所结果子和菜树呢，你们都可以吃。
All the fruit on the trees and all the vegetation you can eat.
不是神在那里吩咐被造人亚当说。
But also he commanded Adam created by him.
但是那个分别善恶树上果实呢，你不可吃。
That the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
神说园中各样树上果实你可以随意吃。
You can eat whatever you want in the garden of all kinds of trees.
只是那树分别善恶树上的果实你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. The day you eat it, you shall surely die.
但是我们知道亚当吃了那个分别善恶树上的果实。
And we do know that Adam ate the tree from the knowledge of good and evil.
我想那个结果结局怎么样，我们都非常清楚。
And we also know very well what the result of all this.
因为他在这个吃食物事情上错了。
Because he was wrong on this very matter of eating food.
他吃了神所禁止的食物。
He ate the food forbidden by God.
结果就是那么一吃呢，造成人类的悲剧，直到如今。
Because of this eating, that it has created all the human's tragedy, even up to today.
因着他吃错那个神所禁止的食物呢，神和人之间就有了个间隔。
Because he ate the forbidden fruit wrongfully, so there is a separation between man and
结果人就生活在神的咒诅底下。
We now live under the curse of God.
因着那个一吃那种食物，结果影响到整个人在地上生活情形。
Because he ate the fruit, which directly impacted how people live in this world.
所以我们看见从第一次人犯罪那件事情，我们看见这个吃食物是一个非常重要的事情。
So from the very first thing that man committed, we know eating is a very important thing.
因为亚当没有按照神的心意来吃食物。
Because Adam did not eat according to God's will.
结果他和神之间就失去了正常的关系。
So he lost the normal relationship between him and God.
他不仅不能够继续在那边享受神所赐一切的恩典和丰富。
Not only he could not continue to enjoy all the fullness of given to him by God.
他在地上呢是过一个罪恶生活，过一个劳苦担重的那种生活。
But also he led a sinful life on earth. He led a life full of burdens and weaknesses.
所以我们看见那是因为那个食物就影响他整个生活情形。
So we know his food affected his living conditions.
所以吃这件事情实在是非常重要一件事情。
So eating is an extremely, very important, crucial thing.
我们看主耶稣出来的时候，出来做工之前。
Before our Lord started his public ministry.
他所受的头一个试探也是关系到吃食物的问题。
The first temptation he encountered was also about food.
因为那个吃就影响到主耶稣在地上是不是能够完成神的旨意。
Because eating affects how the Lord finished God's work on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见吃食物这件事情不是一件小事情。
So we know eating food is not a small, trivial thing.
从圣经，从亚当，从主耶稣那件事情，我们看见这个吃食物是在一个非常重要的事情。
In view of Adam, in view of our Lord Jesus, we know eating food is a very crucial matter.
但是我们今天在这里不是讲地上这物质的食物。
But here we're not talking about the physical food in this world.
我不是营养师，不是要告诉我们什么食物要吃，什么时候不要吃。
I'm not a dietitian, so I'm not telling you to eat certain food or not.
但是我们从人第一次犯罪那件事实里面，我们看见吃食物这件事情实在是一件很大的事情。
But in view of the first sin of man's fall, we do know that eating food is very important.
就在肉身来说也是一个大事情。
Physically speaking, it's a great matter also.
有的人因着吃错食物身体受了伤害。
A lot of people eat the wrong food, so their health suffered.
甚至吃错食物生命就没有了。
Sometimes even, they lose their life because of this.
就是我们基督徒的生活来说，吃也是一个非常重要的事情。
Now, as far as our Christians' lives are concerned, eating food is also very important.
所以我们在这里讲到吃食物呢，是讲到那个属灵的食物。
So what we're talking about here is spiritual food.
我们怎样吃这个食物呢，就决定我们和神之间的一个关系。
How do we take in the spiritual food directly impacts the relationship between God and us?
就影响到我们这个属灵生命的健康以后。
It also affects if our spiritual life is healthy.
也会影响到我们今天在地上的生活情形。
It affects our living conditions in this world also.
所以我们下午要来注意看看到底神所要我们吃的食物是怎样一种食物。
So let's consider this afternoon what kind of food that God wants us to take in.
我想人犯罪那个吃食物原则同样用在我们今天基督徒属灵生活上一个原则。
The same principle about Adam's wrongs in eating food can also be applied to us today.
若是我们在那里能够按着神的心意在吃食物，
If we can eat food according to God's will,
神的心意就能够成就在我们身上。
Then His will be done in us.
若是我们不是按着神要我们所吃的食物去吃的话，
But if we do not eat the food that God wants us to take, then
我们和神之间那个和谐关系就被破坏。
The harmonious relationship between Him and us will be broken.
我们在地上的生活可能就和亚当一样，就落在那许多劳苦重担的里面。
We might live a life just like Adam, full of laboring, full of burdens.
而不是在神的祝福底下过生活。
And we do not live under the blessings of God.
不然从圣经里有没有看见有几样的食物是神要我们来吃的？
Now in the Bible, it shows us several types of food that God desires us to take.
不然头一个乃是主耶稣来到地上说告诉我们的。
First is what the Lord Jesus says when He came to the world.
他说我就是那个生命的粮食，就是生命的食物。
He says, I am the bread of life.
我们知道在约翰福音第六章是记载主耶稣刚刚行过一个五饼二鱼的神迹。
In John 6, we read that after the Lord just finished the miracle of five loaves and two fish,
给那五千个人吃饱。
He fed the 5,000 people.
结果后来主耶稣离开他们，那些犹太人又来找主耶稣。
And Jesus left them, and all the Jews came to look after him.
主耶稣对他们说，你们来找我不是因为看见了神迹，乃是因为因吃饼得饱。
The Lord Jesus says, "You came to look for me, not for signs, but because you have been filled with food."
主耶稣继续对他们说，不要为那朽坏食物劳力，乃是为那永生的食物劳力。
And the Lord Jesus continues to say, "Do not labor for the food that will perish, but labor for the food that will endure to eternity."
这个永生的食物是什么呢？
And what is this eternal life?
而是这个食物叫我们可以得到永远的生命。
This food will enable us to have this eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，我就是那天上所降下的粮食。
So the Lord Jesus says that I am the bread that came down from heaven.
要赐生命给世界的人。
I will give the life to the whole world.
若是人吃了这个食物，他就永远不死。
He who eats this bread will never die.
人若吃这个食物，他要永远活着。
And he who eats the bread will live forever.
哇，这是神第一个所要赐给人所要吃的一个食物。
This is the first type of food that God wants to give us to eat.
这个食物呢，是叫我们得到这个永远的生命。
This bread will give us this eternal life.
我们知道什么是吃呢？吃就是把它接受到我们里面来。
What is eat? To eat, eating is simply to take the thing into your body.
就是我们像我们吃那个外面物质的食物，就把它吃到我们肚子里面。
Just like you take a food outside of you, now put it inside.
我们知道当人犯罪以后，人与神隔绝，圣经告诉我们说，人就死了。
After man sinned, we know men are separated from God, and the Bible says we are dead.
人在神的眼光当中是一个死了的，没有生命的人。
In the sight of God, we are dead without life.
我想一个没有生命的人，他最需要就是得到一个生命。
A dead person needs desperately the life.
叫他有生命能够继续活着。
So that he can continue to live.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候就告诉我们说他就是那永远的食物，永生的食物。
So Lord Jesus, as he came to the world, he said, I am the eternal bread.
他来到地上就是要把那个生命赐给人。
He came to this world to give his life to us.
所以来到他面前吃这个生命粮的人就得到他的生命就永远不死，永远活着。
So he who came before him, he who eats this bread of life will never die, will live forever.
保罗在哥林多前书第六章告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says,
他说食物是为肚腹。
Food is for stomach.
肚腹也是为食物。
And stomach is for food.
但是神却要叫这两样都废掉了。
But God will make both of them perish.
这个物质的食物，这个物质的身体有一天都要毁坏掉。
Now the physical food, the physical body, one day will decay.
好像神造人是要人来享受这个物质的食物。
It seems that when the Lord created man to enjoy, in order to enjoy this physical food.
神赐给许多食物也是叫我们来享受来满足。
He gives us so much food so we could enjoy it and also be satisfied.
但是保罗却告诉我们说神都要叫这两样废坏了。
But Paul says that God will abolish both of them.
因为神给我们这个肉身的身体，还不是为了食物。
Because God gives us this physical body not simply for food.
主耶，保罗说我们这个身体是为了主，主也是为了我们这个身体。
Paul says that our body is for the Lord and the Lord is for our body.
那是神创造我们是为了什么呢？
Then for what purpose did God create us?
神创造我们呢，是叫我们来接受一个食物。
He created us to receive some food.
接受一个生命就是主耶稣基督。
That is to receive the life, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以什么时候我们因着相信主耶稣基督，我们就吃到这个永生的食物。
So whenever we believe in the Lord Christ, then we have taken in this food.
我们就永远活着不再死。
Then we will live forever, we shall never die.
所以我们看今天人最需要是什么食物呢？
So what is the most needed food for today?
人最需要食物呢，是主耶稣基督自己。
The man needs most is the Lord Jesus himself.
他就是我们生命的粮食，生命的食物。
Because he is the bread of our life.
什么时候我们借相信，我们把它吃掉，我们把它接受到我们里面来。
Whenever through faith that we ate him, we receive him into us.
我们就得到这个永远的生命。
Then we receive this eternal life.
我们就可以在地上继续活着，存活。
Then we can continue to live in this world.
所以我想这个是一个最重要的食物，也是一个最基本的食物。
I believe this is the most basic and the most important food.
我想第二个食物呢，就是主耶稣所说的神的话。
Now the second food is the word of God.
当一个人有了生命以后呢，他必须让这个生命继续能够持续下去。
When a person receives this life has to be sustained.
所以他还需要吃食物，叫他生命能够继续成长。
So he needs to eat food so his life can continue to grow.
所以主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
So Lord Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone.
还是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主耶稣说，人活着。
Lord Jesus says,
那什么是叫人活着呢？
For man to live.
我想一个人活着，只要单靠食物就可以了。
For man to live, we may rely on food only.
今天不管是一个信耶稣的人，不信耶稣的人，他只要靠这个物质的食物，他都是活着。
A person, whether he believes in Jesus or not, as long as they live on food, then he lives.
所以我们看见今天地上许多，他不是一个基督徒，他也是在那活着，也是好像也是活着非常好。
So non-Christians live and they seem to do very well also.
所以我想主耶稣讲说人活着那个不是指的好像我们这个肉身活在那里那个好像只有个生命在那里而已。
So, but when the Lord Jesus says man shall live, that means not physically living.
而是说人活着的情形。
But he speaks of the conditions of our life.
人活要活一个更好的一个情形的话，你不能只单靠这个地上这个物质的食物而已。
If you want to have a better quality of life, you cannot rely on physical food only.
你还需要有神的话语。
You need to have the word of God.
我们看见今天许多病人他躺在床病床上。
We see so many patients lying in bed.
不管他病有多重。
Regardless how seriously,
只要他一口气还在的话，
as long as he has this breath,
他就是活着。
He is alive.
医生不能宣告这是一个死人。
Doctors cannot say this is a dead person.
不管即使这个人一点用处都没有，
even though this person has been so useless,
但是他还是一个活着的人。
But he is a living person.
但是我们知道这个活着是一个非常痛苦的活。
But we do know that living like this is such a painful thing.
是活一个没有指望的一种活。
It's a life without hope.
不仅肉体痛苦，心灵也非常痛苦。
Not only physically he suffers, but spiritually he also suffers.
所以主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
So the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
但是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
那就是说今天人活在地上，你要活得更有意义，更有价值。
So if you want to live a more meaningful, useful life in this world,
你要活得更有喜乐，更有满足。
A more joyful, a more satisfying.
那就不是物质的食物可以解决这些问题。
Then physical food can never solve all these things.
还需要有神的话语。
Then you do need God's word.
我们中国说，中国人说，民以食为天。
Chinese have a saying that men feed on food.
那就是吃饭是最重要的。
So it tells us that food is the most important thing.
或者说食物是最重要的。
Eating the right food is the most important thing.
我们知道，我们中国人天呢，就指着神来说的。
When we Chinese, when we talk about heaven, we usually refer to God.
那就是说，这个食物呢，就成为他的神。
So it says that food now has become their God.
食物在人的心中是一个最大的、最重要一件事情。
So food is the most important, crucial thing in man's heart.
因为一切都是要满足他的肚腹。
Because everything is to fulfill his stomach.
所以这个肚腹好像就是像神一样。
So this stomach now becomes their God.
所以保罗说，有一般人的肚腹就是他们神。
So Paul says a group of people, for them, their food is their God.
什么是神呢？
What is God?
神就是他主宰我们一切那位就是神。
God is the very being who controls everything.
所以今天人在地上谁来主宰我们一切呢？
Now, today, who controls all of us?
就是食物来主宰我们一切。
Then it's food.
一切食物都为了满足他自己的肚腹。
Everything is for filling their stomach.
这个肚腹就影响他整个生活的内容的情形。
And also this, filling their stomach also affects how they live.
我想这个就是今天人在地上的一个光景。
And this is the conditions of human life.
但是我想主耶稣讲那句话呢，他不是针对那些没有信的人来说的。
But when the Lord Jesus says that, it's not directly, related to those who do not believe in the Lord.
我们知道圣经的话呢是对着基督徒来说的。
We know that Bible's words are for Christians.
我们可以引用神的话来向那些不信的人的传讲神的福音。
We can recite God's word to share the gospel with non-believers.
但是原则上神的话都是对着神儿女来说的。
But in principle, all God's word is for His children.
所以我想那个人活着呢是指的我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
So when man shall live,This man speaks us.
因为我们这些人已经先得到主耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
We now have received Jesus Christ as our life.
我们是有神生命的人，我们今天是一个活着的人。
We now are having God's life, so we are living being.
但是我们今天怎样才活得更好，觉得更满意呢？
But how can we live a better life and more satisfying?
还需要神的话语。
We need God's word.
因为今天不信的人，他根本不知道有神的话语。
Non-believers do not know God's word.
因为他没有生命，他也不需要神的话语来供应他们。
Since they do not have life, they do not need God's word to provide for them.
我们这些神的儿女，我们已经得到神的生命。
But we, children of God, have received God's life.
那么我们今天这个生命还要继续活着的时候，我们到底怎么活法呢？
Then how shall we live since this life has to continue?
我们就不能单靠这物质的食物来让我们在地上过生活。
We shall not solely depend on physical food to live our life.
我们还需要神的话语来供应我们。
We need God's word to provide for us.
因为只有神的话语才能解决我们在地上生活各样的问题。
Only God's word can solve all the problems and meet all our demands.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话语圣经称为说是个全备的律法。
So, brothers and sisters, the Bible calls God's word.The full law, complete law.
一个基督徒在地上的确有各种不同的需要。
A Christian might have different kinds of needs in this world.
那这个需要怎么解决呢？
Then how can these needs be met?
神的话是一个全备的律法。
But God's word is a complete law.
它顾到我们各方面的需要。
Which covers every aspect of our needs.
各方面我们的难处我们的问题神的话都能够来带领我们来帮助我们。
His word will lead us, help us in all our difficulties, all our hardships.
所以我们还需要有这个食物让我们在地上过得觉得更有满足更有享受。
So we need this type of food so that we could have a more satisfying, more enjoyable life on earth.
所以主耶稣才说人活着不是单靠食物。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
需要靠神口里所出一切话语。
But by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们常常觉得好像我们非常软弱，没有力气。
Brothers and sisters, we often feel so weak without strength.
这个时候我们就需要吃食物。
Right at this time, you need food.
这个时候我们当我们去读主的话语的时候，好像主的话就像食物，我们吃了我们就得了力量。
Right at this time, you go get the food, which is the word of God, then you ate it, you are strengthened.
我们就刚强起来，我们就有力量起来了。
Then we are strengthened with might.
就像我们肉身的身体也是一样。
The same thing applies to our physical
body. 当一个人觉得身体非常虚弱的时候，你只要去吃一点食物的话，你里面就有力量起来。
When a person is physically weak, as long as he has some food, then his strength, is renewed.
所以当我们在那边读主的话的时候，为什么觉得好像里面有鼓励一样呢？
That's why when we read God's word, we feel there is a stream of strength in us.
因为在这里吃到食物了。
Because right here, we eat the food.
有时候我们觉得好像我们灰心，好像我们没有 失去那个志气。
So a lot of times we seem to be despaired, we seem to lose all the aspiration.
当我们去读主的话，我们借主的话，我们里面就得到安慰，得到鼓舞。
But when we come to read God's word, we're encouraged, we are being stirred up.
我们从他话里，我们知道他顾念我们，他体恤我们。
Because from his word, we know that he cares for us, he is sympathetic toward us.
他允许我们可以坦然无惧来到他施恩座前。
He promises that we can come boldly before him to his throne of grace.
和他联系，得他恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
To find grace and help in time of need.
有时候我们觉得好像我们失去那个喜乐平安。
A lot of times when we lose, have lost all our peace and joy.
当我们去读主的话，圣经告诉我们说，主的话比蜜更甘甜。
But when we come to read God's word, and the word tells us that His word is sweeter than honey.
好像在我们吃到一种食物非常甘甜，非常有味道，让我们里面非常欢喜快乐，我们就里面觉得舒服。
Then we are refreshed. We are joyful when we eat some food that's sweet inside us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神话语的功用。
Brother and sister, this is the function of God's word's provision.
有时候我们在地上面对许多问题的时候，我们不知道该怎么解决。
As we encounter all kinds of problems on earth, we don't know how to solve them.
我们不知道该做怎样的，有一个智慧的选择。
We don't know what kind of wise choice we should make.
用什么神的话，它是一个智慧的言语。
But brothers and sisters, God's word is a word of wisdom.
圣经告诉我们说，我们得到他的话，我们就比仇敌更有智慧。
Bible tells us that we receive His word, and we're wiser than our enemies.
当我们去读神的话，神的话就成为我们里面的智慧，叫我们知道在地上如何来生活，如何来行事。
When we read God's word, we have this inner wisdom. We know how to conduct us in this world.
我们对事物就有一个分辨的能力。
We also have this discerning ability to all matters.
我们比仇敌有智慧，就不会落到仇敌网络里面。
We are wiser than our enemies, so we shall not fall into their snare.
有时候我们好像落在一个属灵黑暗里面，不知道前途在哪里。
Sometimes we seem to sink into a spiritual darkness. We don't know where to go.
当我们去读主的话，我们就知道他是亮光。
But when we read God's word, we know He is light.
我们里面好像又明亮起来了。
And it seems that we are enlightened inside.
因为圣经也告诉我们说，他的话就是我们脚前灯路上的光。
The Bible also tells us that His word is the light to our feet, the lamp to our feet, the light to our path.
他常常用他的话来带领我们走地上的道路。
Often He just uses His word to lead us in this earth.
所以我们看见神的话有那么多方面的功用果效。
So that we know that God's word provides us with various aspects functions.
这是我们生活上所需要的。
And this is exactly what we need in our life.
所以我们知道在圣经里面有一章是最长的一章圣经。
We know in the Bible there is this longest chapter.
就是诗篇119篇。
That is Psalm 119.
整篇诗都是讲，整章诗都是讲到神的话，神的律法。
The whole chapter speaks of God's word, God's law.
作诗的人，他讲他对神话的一个爱慕。
The psalmist expresses his longing for God's word.
那一章里面也讲到神的话有许多的果效，许多功用。
The chapter also talks about the many effects and fruits of God's word.
那些话都会影响到我们生活在地上的一个光景。
All these words affect the conditions of our life.
所以用什么神的话在我们生活里面是一个非常重要的。
So we do know that God's word is extremely crucial in our life.
若是我们按着神的心意来领受神的话，来吃神的话。
If we receive God's word, taking His word according to His will.
我们在地上活着的时候，你就发觉不一样。
Then when you live in this world, you will see the difference.
我们就活在神的祝福底下。
Because we now live under the blessing of God.
我们就活在神的恩典的底下。
Under His grace.
所以诗篇第一篇开头的时候就告诉我们。
So someone tells us this.
怎样的人是一个有福的人呢
？What kind of person is a blessed one？
怎样的人盼望成为一个神所祝福的人呢
？What kind of person really wants to be blessed by God？
是那些喜爱耶和华律法的人。
These are those who desire the Lord's law.
那些作为思想耶和华律法的人。
Those who meditate on God's law day and night.
他们是一般有福的人。
These are the blessed ones.
他们福在哪里呢
？Then where is their blessing?
他们生活光景是怎么样呢
？And what's the conditions of their living?
他们就像一棵树种在溪水旁。
They're just like the tree planted by the riverside.
按时候结果子。
It will receive its fruit in due time.
叶子不枯干。
Their leaves never wither.
凡事都顺利。
And they prosper in everything.
凡事都丰富。
Everything is abundant to them.
为什么 这样这个人能够生活在那个好像让人羡慕的一个光景当中呢？
Why is it such a person can live such an admirable condition?
因为是神的话在他里面。
Because God's word abides in him.
他在这里生活的时候，他身上满了许多生命的果子出来。
So as he lives, his life is full of this fruit of life.
他生命里面散发许多的生气出来。
His life simply expresses all the vigor.
他凡事都顺利。
He prospers in everything.
我想那凡事顺利不是说好像事事都非常通达。
This doesn't mean he has a smooth way in every matter.
有人告诉我说，那原来意思呢是说他在每一个处境里面他都有路可走。
We were told that in its original that says that in all kinds of conditions he can find a way out.
不管在顺境里面，在逆境里面。
Whether things are going well or things are getting tough.
因为神的话在他里面。
Because God's word abides in him.
他不至于被困住。
So he shall not be zeroing on.
在各种环境里面，神都为他开条出路，让他有路可逃。
In all situations, God has a way out for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个生活的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a secret to life.
我们怎样活得更好呢？
How can we live better?
我们需要神的话。
We need God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要宝贝神的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's treasure God's word.
我们要看重神的话。
That's really emphasize His word.
我们要天天读神的话，时时刻刻读神的话。
Let's read His word daily.Every moment, let's read it.
先知耶利米说，我得着你的话，就像食物把它吃了。
Prophet Jeremiah says, your words were found and I ate them.
因为这是我们生命的一个需要。
Because this is what our life needs.
我们知道刚主耶稣引用那句话是从生命记里面出来的。
The Lord Jesus recites the verse from Deuteronomy.
我刚说那句话不是对那些不信的人说的。
And I said this verse is not for non-believers.
而是对神的儿女、神的百姓来说的。
Instead, it's for God's children, God's people.
因为在圣经命记里面，当摩西回顾以往的时候。
In Deuteronomy, as Moses reflected on what has happened before.
他说神这40年在旷野这样带领你们，在试炼你们。
The Lord God has put you in trial 40 years in the wilderness.
只有一件事情你们要明白要学习知道的。
Just for you to know one thing.
就是人活着不是单靠食物。
That is, man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神的口里所出一切话。
But by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
以色列百姓他们在旷野40年漂流的时候。
Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
为什么他们最终死在旷野呢？
Why eventually they died in the wilderness?
他们天天吃天上所降下的玛瑙。
Daily they ate the manna coming down from heaven.
他们天天在那喝盘水所击打出来的活水。
Daily they drank the living water gushed out from the rock.
他们最终还是死在旷野。
But in the end they died in the wilderness.
他们只靠外面物质的食物来供应他们。
Because they only depended on the physical word, a physical food to sustain them.
他们在那里不是在遵照神的话，吩咐神的话，遵行神的话。
There they did not.Obey God's word according to His word.
他们在那里没有接受神的话，成为他们食物。
There they did not receive God's word for their food.
因着他们没有吃这个食物。
Because they did not eat the food.
结果最后这个生命就萎缩，就死掉了。
So in the end, their lives withered and then they died.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看今天人在地上光景也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, this applies the same principle applies to our daily life.
先知阿摩斯告诉我们。
A prophet Amos told us,
他说人饥饿并非无饼吃。
We are hungry not because of lacking of bread.
人饥渴并非无水喝。
We are thirsty not because of lacking of water.
那是因为不遵守耶和华的话。
But because we do not obey the Lord's word.
人在地上活光景是一个饥饿，是一个饥渴的一个现象。
So we live in such a condition of being hungry and being thirsty.
我们看人的确是活着。
We see people are living.
但是他们活着的光景是怎么样呢？
But what are their living conditions?
他们里面没有饱足。
There is no satisfaction within.
他们里面没有享受。
There is no enjoyment within.
他们里面非常渴。
They are thirsty inside.
因为他们缺少神的话。
Because of the lack of God's word.
虽然好像也是在外面看来好像是活着。
As though physically they are all living.
但是我们看见今天地上许多人活着实在是无可奈何。
But we know that so many people, they live just for the sake of living. They have no other way out.
活着非常痛苦。
They live in a miserable, painful situation.
活着非常没有指望。
Without any hope.
所以最后有一些人为什么要自杀呢？
And so why so many people committed suicide?
不想活了,
because they do not want to live any longer. Because it's meaningless to live.
为什么?
And why? Because of the lack of God's word.
我们感谢神,
and we thank God.
我们已经有神的生命在我们里面了,
now since we have God's life within,
我们还需要吃神的话成为我们生命的供应,
we now need to eat God's word to become the provision for our life.
让我们在地上活得更好, 更觉得更有意义,
so we could live better, a more meaningful life on earth.
更喜乐,
more joyful.
这个就需要神的话,
and so for all this we need God's word.
哇, 这是第二种的食物神所要赐给我们的,
this is the second type of food that God wants to give us.
哇, 第三种食物呢, 在以赛亚第三十章所告诉我们的,
the third type of food is spelled out in Isaiah 30.
他说主用艰苦,
the Lord gave you bread of adversity,
用困苦当水给你们喝,
water of affliction.
所以我们看见在这里有一种食物是一个艰难困苦的食物,
so we see here there is a type of food, the food of affliction, the food of adversity.
这个食物也是我们属于生命成长一个需要的一种食物,
and this kind of food is necessary for our spiritual growth.
所以今天为什么神常常在环境里面, 让我们遇到许多难处,许多问题呢?
This is why God often allows us to encounter all these hardships and afflictions in our lives.
因为神就是要用借着这些环境,这些难处,成为用食物来喂养我们。
Because God uses these circumstances, these afflictions to feed us.
帮助我们这个生命能够长得更好,更成熟。
To help mature our life, to help us to grow.
就像我们一个人肉身的生命成长也是一样,
this applies the same to our physical body growth.
一个人若是一直生长在顺利的环境里面,
a person if he could always lives in a very smooth condition,
好像在一个象牙塔里面一直受非常好的一个保护,
as though he is well protected in an ivory tower,
没有经过许多环境的磨练试炼,
he has never been put in trials of many difficulties.
我们看这样的人就觉得好像他非常幼稚,
and then we look at this person, we see this person is so tender,
不够老练, 不够成熟,
not mature.
我们看那些经过许多风浪, 许多, 难处的人, 我们就看见好像他业余经历非常丰富, 非常多,
and we see all those people who have gone through the storm of lives, we feel this person are experienced, are mature.
我们觉得这个人非常成熟, 对许多事物好像非常老练的一个人,
we feel they are mature, and they are mature in all different aspects of life experiences.
那些没有从来没有经过难处的人呢，他遇到一点难处啊，小挫折，他就倒下去了。
Now all those people who have never gone through difficulties of life, a little setback would knock them down.
所以为了神，为了让我们这个属灵生命能够长得更好、更成熟、更老练。
In order to for us to have a better spiritual, more mature life,
所以他就容许许多问题难处临到我们身上,
God allows so many problems, hardships come to us.
那我们在这许多问题里面呢, 我们学习靠信心, 靠神恩典, 把它当作食物, 就把它吃掉,
so in all these circumstances, we shall learn by faith and to take in all this food.
因着神恩典, 我们能胜过许多艰难困苦,
so by his grace that we can overcome all these heartaches.
所以每一次经过一些难处, 好像因着神的怜悯呢, 好像我们就吃到一种食物。
So every time as we go through the difficulty, the heartaches, then it's just as though by his grace we now, by his mercy we now taken in food.
我们看见我们生命好像又长大了一点,
and then we see our life seems to grow a little bit.
好像生命就是一点一点这样累积起来。
And this is how the life is growing by accumulation step by step.
所以我们中国人也有句话说,不经一事不长一智。
So Chinese used to have a saying that if you do not go through one thing, you will never learn to experience, get the experience from that thing.
你经过一件事情,遭遇一件事情以后,你对事情的处理可能就更老练,更 更周全,更知道怎么去面对。
Because after you go through a certain circumstance, then you will be more experienced, you will know how to deal with it later.
好像你的智慧要多增加一点。
It seems that you have more wisdom to yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们遇到许多困难的时候, 我们不要怕。
So brothers and sisters, Never fear when you face so many hardships.
我们知道原来这是神所要赐给我们一种食物。
Because we do know that this is a certain type of food that God wants us
to eat. 虽然好像这种食物有时候比较不容易吃下去。
A lot of times it seems it's hard to take it in.
就像有时候我们好像我们生病的时候有一些药好像要吃 不容易咽下去一样。
Just as sometimes when we are sick, it's difficult to swallow certain medicine.
特别吃那个中药。
Especially the Chinese herb medicine.
但是我们知道那个对我们身体是有帮助的。
But we do know that this medicine is very beneficial, good for our body.
能叫我们病得医治。
To heal us.
什么时候我们一面对困难的时候一怕我们就把这个食物丢掉了。
So whenever we face a situation, if we fear, then we seem to cast away this kind of food.
我们看见以色列百姓的经历。
Now, let's consider Israelites' experience.
当神把他们带到迦南边界的时候。
When God led him to the border of Canaan.
他们差12个探子到那地探完以后回来报告他们。
After they sent out 12 spies to spy out the land and came back with report.
那些探子告诉以色列百姓说那地的居民呢高大。
The 12 spies, the spies said that the inhabitants of that land were so tall.
他们像巨人，像伟人。
They were like giants.
而我们呢是像蚱蜢。
We were like grasshoppers.
那地的居民是一个吞吃居民之人。
Those inhabitants are people who devour people.
我们进去，他们就把我们吃掉了。
If we do go in, they will simply devour us.
我们成为他们的食物。
And we become their food.
就当百姓听这些话的时候，他们心就消化了。
So when people heard of this, their hearts simply melted.
只有耶稣也和迦勒。
Except Joshua and Caleb.
他鼓励以色列百姓说：“不要怕，我们立刻上去夺那地。”
And they encouraged the people, say, "Do not fear. Let's just go up and take possession of the land."
他们是我们的食物。
Because they are our food.
因为父庇他们已经离开了。
He who covers them has already left.
耶和华与我们同在。
Now the Lord God is with us.
弟兄姊妹，为什么耶稣亚跟迦勒？知道那些是他们食物呢
Brothers and sisters, why is Joshua and Caleb knew that those people are their food?
因为他们在心里面看见这
So by faith, they look at these inhabitants as food, so they would take them in.
他们就可以得到产业。
And then they could obtain the inheritance.
那就是说他们生命就可以得到成长。
Then their life will grow.
但是我们看很可惜，结果那些百姓呢没有听加勒耶稣的话。
What a shame that those Israelites never listened to Caleb and Joshua.
他们惧怕。
They were afraid.
他们退后。
They simply, drew back.
结果他们就把神所要赐给他们食物就把它丢掉了。
And they simply lost the food that God wanted them to eat.
反而他们成为仇敌的食物。
In the end, they became the food for their enemies.
环境把他们吃掉了。
Circumstances simply swallow them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到一些难处的时候，我们知道我们在信心里面，我们正是接受神所量给我们各种的遭遇。
So brothers and sisters, as we face all the difficulties, by faith, we simply receive all these circumstances being apportioned to us.
因为这是神一个智慧。
Because this is God's wisdom.
他知道我们需要这种食物。
He knew that we need this kind of food.
因为这种食物会叫我们生命会成长。
Which will enable our life to grow.
所以诗篇也告诉我们说，受苦是与我们有益的。
So Psalm also tells us that suffering is beneficial for us.
每一次的打击都是真利益。
Now every blow is true gain.
这是有经验的人所写诗歌。
This is the song written by a person who is experienced.
什么利益呢
？What gain do we have？
什么好处呢
？What benefits do we receive？
是借这个吃呢，神的生命在里面就能够多增加一点。
It is through eating this kind of food, God's life will be increased in us.
我们就能够继续往前走。
Then we can simply move forward.
什么时候我们像以色列百姓这样一惧怕一退缩
？But whenever, if we are like Israelites, we're frightened and we draw back.
我们吃不到这个食物。
Then we do not taking the food.
我们的生命就慢慢萎缩萎缩。
Then our life withers gradually.
最后就倒闭在旷野。
In the end, we die in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，所以这是神所赐给我们第三种食物。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the third type of food that God gives us.
我想第四个食物就是主耶稣所说的遵行神的旨意。
Now the fourth food is what the Lord Jesus said, to obey God's will.
在约翰福音第十章那里告诉我们说主耶稣和那个撒玛利亚妇人正谈到。
In John 4, we see Jesus' dialogue with the Samaritan woman.
当主耶稣和那妇人讲话的时候，他的门徒到城里去买食物。
When Jesus was talking to the woman, his disciples went to the city to buy food for him.
当主耶稣和那妇人讲话的时候，刚好门徒也正好回来了。
So while Jesus was talking to this woman, his disciple returned.
他们对主耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
And they said, Rabbi, eat food.
主耶稣说：“我有食物是你所不知道的。”
And Jesus says, I have food which you do not know.
门徒就奇怪说：“到底是不是有人拿东西给他吃呢？”
Then the disciples marveled, is there anybody giving him the food?
主耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意。”
Jesus says that my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
做成他的工。
And to accomplish his work.
我们看见主耶稣在地上有一种食物。
So we see the Lord Jesus had a certain food on earth.
就是遵行神的旨意。
That is to do God's will.
所以他为什么要到撒玛利亚去和那妇人讲话呢？
Why is it God, Jesus went to Samaria to talk to that woman?
四章一开头告诉我们说，当主耶稣离开犹太要往加利去的时候，
John 4, in the very beginning, it told us that when Jesus left Jerusalem going up,
加利利是在犹太的北边。
The Galilee is north, in the northern part of Judea.
一般犹太要到加利利去，他们都是从约旦河外，他们不是经过中间那个撒玛利亚那一块地。
When Jews want to go to Galilee, they would go through outside of Jordan River, instead of going through Samaria.
因为犹太和撒玛利亚素来不相往。
Because Jews and Samaritans do not talk to each other.
但是主耶稣他却必须经过撒玛利亚。
But the Bible says that the Lord Jesus had to go through Samaria.
因为他知道在那里有一个撒玛利亚妇人等着他。
Because he knew that right there was a Samaritan woman waiting for him.
在那里有一个饥渴的妇人需要生命的活水。
There was this hungry woman needing so much of this living water.
所以他不是照着犹太人的传统绕路，他乃是直接从撒玛利亚经过。
So he did not take the traditional Jews' way to go to Samaria, to go to Galilee. Instead, he just went to Samaria.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
所以希伯来书第十章告诉我们。
So Hebrews 13 tells us,
他说神啊，我来了乃是要照你的旨意行。
Hebrews 10 tells us that Lord, I came to do your will.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在地上有一种食物。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus had a certain type of food while he was on earth.
我们也可以说是主耶稣在地上唯一的食物。
We could also say this is the Lord's sole food on earth.
就是遵行神的旨意。
That is to do his will.
他来到地上所遭遇这所有一切都是为了遵行神的旨意。
He came to this world and suffered all things in order to do God's will.
所以当门徒要给他食物吃的时候，他说：“我有吃的，你们不知道。”
So when disciples wanted to offer him food, he said, I have food which you do not know.
主耶稣在那里遵行了神的旨意，把那生命活水赐给那撒玛利亚妇人。
Now there the Lord did God's will and gave this food of life to the Samaritan woman.
他完成神的旨意。
And he did God's will.
他在那里心里饱足了。
And there the Lord Jesus was satisfied.
好像他也忘记他肉身的饥饿。
As though he forgot about all his physical hunger.
因为神的旨意让他里面得到饱足，得到力量。
Because God's will gave him the strength, gave him all the satisfaction.
他不再需要门徒所买回来那个物质的食物。
He did not need all the food that the disciples bought for him.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣在地上生活的一个情形。
Brothers and sisters, this is the living condition of our Lord Jesus while he was on earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看见有一些神的儿女们。
And we see today some of God's children.
就是外面来说，好像他们有许多欠缺，许多需要。
Outwardly, they seem to lack many things, have so many needs.
但是你有时候发觉这些人，他们里面有满足。
But then sometimes you also feel that they are so satisfied within.
好像有些人有些东西要给他，他觉得不需要。
As though that you want to offer them something, but they do not need those things at all.
他觉得他够了。
Because they feel they are satisfied.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为他在那里常常领受这个食物。
Because there they often receive this food from God.
就是神的旨意。
Which is the will of God.
他就不太注意外面，他好像肉身上也欠缺。
So they pay no attention to all the outward lacking physically.
按人来看，那些也是可以，也是需要的。
In man's viewpoint, these things are necessary.
但是就是这些遵循神旨意的人来说呢，这些那些东西是可有可无的。
Now, for those who do God's will, these things they could bypass. They don't necessarily have to have them.
因为他们在地上呢是要遵循神的旨意。
Because on earth they just want to do God's will.
每一次他们在那顺服神一点的要求心意的时候，他们里面就饱足了。
Every time as they obey, yield to God's will,Then they are satisfied within.
他们在那里吃到食物了。
There they actually eat the food from God.
用什么？这是人在地上生活最高的一个境界。
Brothers and sisters, this is the highest realm of man's living on earth.
哇，这是神要我们在地上生活所该有的情形。
And this is the normal condition that we should live. That's what God desires.
哇，弟兄姊妹，有的人多少有一些经历。
Brothers and sisters, you probably have certain experiences.
好像神在里面给我们感动一点负担，去有点服侍做一些事情。
That when the Lord moved you to do something for Him.
也许就像主耶稣当时他已经疲倦了。
Just as the Lord Jesus, even though He was physically very tired.
他和门徒走到撒玛利亚的时候，他们已经都肚子都饿了。
When He and His disciples went.Came to Samaria, they were very hungry.
等到门徒买食物回来，所以又经过一段时间，我想主耶稣里面更饿了。
I suppose that by the time the disciples bought food back, it had certain time had lapsed, so the Lord Jesus should be even more hungry.
但是在那里，好像门徒要给他食物的时候，他觉得不需要。
But right at that time when the disciples offered him food, he didn't seem to have the need for that food.
所以有时候我们听到一些弟兄姊妹他的一些学习见证。
And we also hear certain experiences and learning from some brothers and sisters before the Lord.
好像在他外面肉身上有一些欠缺需要，就像主耶稣在那里饿了，等着门徒买食物回来给他。
We do see the physically, outwardly, they do have certain lacking, just as the Lord Jesus in Samaria waiting for his disciples to buy food for him.
但是因为神在他里面的感动，给他一点负担，他去外面有点服侍。
But because of the touching, the moving impressed on him by God that outwardly he served God.
按着肉身来说，他应该是困倦，应该稍微休息一下的时候。
Physically, he should be very weary. It's time for him to take a break.
但是因着他顺服神，就他在那里又吃到一种食物。
But because he obeyed God, right there, he seemed to eat a certain kind of food from God.
按着神的旨意去行的时候，他里面好像得到饱足一样。
When he does God's will, then inwardly he's satisfied.
他里面有一个享受。
He actually has this enjoyment.
是别人不知道的。
Which nobody else knows.
是门徒所不知道的。
Which his disciples don't know.
因为这个食物是一个隐藏的食物。
Because this food is a hidden food.
只有那些遵循神旨意的人他们才明白。
Only those who do God's will understand.
用什么？这是主耶稣在地上的食物。
Brothers and sisters, this is the food of our Lord Jesus.
这是神要赐给我们的第四种食物。
And this is the fourth type of food that God wants us to take.
也是我们属灵生命上需要一种食物。
And this is also the kind of food that our spiritual life needs.
因为我们许多生命的成长呢，是要借着顺服。
Because all our spiritual growth depends on spiritual food.
愿意照神的话去行。
To do His will.
当我们愿意靠神恩典行神的话的时候
，When by His grace we are willing to do His will，
我们在那里就有一个享受了。
There, right there, we have this enjoyment.
我们在灵的深处里面感受到，在这里我尝到一种食物。
Right there, in your spiritual depth, you have tasted the food from God.
是个最美好的食物，最有价值的食物。
It's the most wonderful, most valuable food.
这个食物也是神。让神心里最喜乐的用食物。
And this food will also please our God most.
用什么？我们巴不得我们像主耶稣一样，我的食物呢是那遵循差我来的旨意。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let's all be like the Lord Jesus, saying that our food is to do God's will.
因为这是主耶稣在地上生活的唯一的目的。
This is the sole goal of our Jesus Christ living on earth.
他之所以需要来到地上。
The reason he needed to come to the world.
他之所以需要经过许多苦难。
The reason that he had to go through all the suffering.
最后被钉在十字架上。
And in the end, being crucified on the cross.
就是为了遵循神的旨意。
It's all because he wants to do God's will.
同样今天神拯救了我们。
Likewise today, God has saved us.
把那永远生命赐给我们。
He has given us His eternal life.
让我们在地上能继续活着。
So that we can continue to live in this world.
目的是为了什么呢？
What is God's purpose for this?
也就是要遵行神的旨意。
It's simply for us to do His will.
所以说只有遵行神旨意的人，他们才能够进到天国。
Because the Lord Jesus said, it is only He who does God's will enter into the kingdom of God.
用成外面物质的食物少一点，欠缺一点无所谓。
Brother and sister, it doesn't matter if you lack certain physical outward food.
因为那些有一天都要毁坏。
Because one day it will all perish.
只有遵行神旨意的，他们要永远长存。
He who does God's will abide forever.
这是一个永远的食物。
And this is the eternal spiritual food.
所以我们学习在地上生活的时候。
Let's learn while we live on earth.
巴不得我们的属灵生命能够长得更好。
If only our spiritual life would grow better.
让我们地上生活更好。
So that we could live a better earthly life.
我们就需要这个属灵的食物。
For all this, we need spiritual life.
若是我们常常把这几样食物在生活在经历里面用信心把它接受到在我们里面。
If often by faith in our daily life, we receive all this food into us,
我们就发觉我们在地上基础的生活，那是一个有意义、有价值的生活。
Then we'll find that our Christian life on earth is a meaningful, useful life.
我们就能够像起初神造人的时候
，just as when God first created man.
若是那天亚当吃了那个生命树上的果实
，if Adam had eaten the fruit of the tree of life.
他就能够一直生活在伊甸园这个喜乐园子里面。
Then he would have been living in this Garden of Eden, the Garden of Joy.
他一直生活在神的祝福的底下。
He would have been living under God's bliss.
他就不至于被赶出伊甸园，在那里，在地上过那种劳苦担重担的生活。
He would not have been driven out of the Garden of Eden and led a life full of burden.
让神今天把那个生命赐给我们。
Today God has given us His life.
他还巴不得让我们这个生命在地上活得更好。
And He wishes so much that we live a better life.
让这个生命活得更愉快，更有满足，更有享受。
A more joyful, the kind of life we can enjoy more, more meaningful.
那就不是地上物质的食物可以解决这些问题。
And this cannot be solved by any physical food on earth.
只有神所赐的食物。
Only through the food given to us by God.
让我们在地上能够活得更美好。
That we could live a more wonderful life.
因为这个生活是神所要生活。
To live a life which God desires.
让求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
巴不得我们常常把这些食物吃掉，成为我们里面生命的供应。
If only we all ate this food from God, which will become the provision of our life. Brother, would you please conclude the sermon with a prayer?